Good morning, Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise. It's the 26th of March and this is Adrian Dale with the daily briefing for the village. It was certainly another beautiful day yesterday and it was noticeable how many more residents are now off work or working from home. Many more couples and families were out walking the public footpaths and enjoying what our great village has got to offer. The government rules are clear. They allow people to take one period of exercise a day, provided that they social distance. And Boris, you can be assured, in this village, we know those rules and we're following them. I've had several requests yesterday about maps of the public footpath network that surrounds the village. And I'd like to tell people we've got the best network of paths anywhere in Northamptonshire. There are 9 separate villages and 3 towns which can all be reached from the village using the public footpath network alone. You can easily do a 2-hour circular walk in all directions. So now that we're all off work, it's the time to try them out, provided, of course, that you obey the social distancing rules. There's a copy of the walking map on the Parish Council website, and I've got a few printed copies still available if people are interested, and you can be assured that they were sealed in a plastic bag long before this crisis started, and so you can have them without any fear of contamination. On Tuesday, we had quite a somber mood in the village following the Prime Minister's shock announcements on Monday evening about the lockdown. But on Wednesday, the energy had returned. I posted the daily briefing just after 6 o'clock and my phone didn't stop pinging for 15 hours. I went through 2 charges of my battery in that time. Villagers were full of information, suggestions and ideas. So the government made several important announcements yesterday. They were picked up immediately by villagers and went out on the group within minutes. A new COVID-19 system tracker was announced. East Northamptonshire Council offered to spread council tax over 12 months, and MOTs were deferred for 6 months. We had lots of information about local suppliers who got plenty of stocks and good queuing times. And this included the all-important pet food supplier for those animal lovers in the village. Queuing times at local supermarkets were a hot topic. Alice Thorncroft kicked off the thread with a video of the new queuing system at Waitrose in the car park, where she actually had to queue 30 minutes, but everybody was kept at a distance. She also pointed out that M&S Rushden on Rushden Lakes actually had almost nobody in there, which is presumably because the lakes itself is largely closed. I was able to use Alice's information within an hour to prevent one of our elderly residents being in a queue for longer than they could possibly stand. I think this all sums up the spirit of the village at the moment. We're in this together and we can all help each other. This solidarity was reinforced by the fly-tipping incident in Bidwell Lane yesterday. When I did my litter rounds in the morning, there was no rubbish. In fact, yesterday was probably the least overnight litter that I've ever experienced. Let's face it, the takeaway yobs have now got nowhere to go. But by mid-afternoon, there was collective outrage from lots of villagers who were out walking. A car bootload of rubbish had been dumped in the Ford on Bidwell Lane. I'd had 2 phone calls and 4 messages about it within an hour. With the Rushden tip now closed, I'm afraid that Chelveston has again become the dumping ground for folks with no morals and no conscience. I've reported this one into East Northamptonshire Council using Jenny Ranson's picture. So let's stay alert, folks. This crisis is no excuse for criminality coming into this village. So where do we stand on the emergency then? Well, 2 days ago I said that the Parish Council was aiming to be at least one step ahead of the crisis. Well, we're now facing quite tough challenges. When we declared the emergency on Sunday evening, I asked the Council to purchase a high-speed laser printer so that the village could print all newsletters in the village. Previously, we've used Coleman's in Higham Ferrers. Now, the printer order was placed immediately and was due for delivery on Tuesday morning. Unfortunately, it didn't arrive. And on Tuesday evening, Coleman's shut up shop for the rest of the emergency, leaving us with no means of doing high volume, high speed printing until our printer arrives, which I hope should be Friday. Unfortunately, yesterday I had scheduled a letter drop to the 120 houses that haven't yet made contact with the emergency team after the first letter drops. At first I thought I was completely stuck, but then I put a call out to the villagers in the network. I asked them to give me details of any resident living nearby that hadn't engaged or that they were concerned about. And this has now given me another 20 names immediately and more on their way. But why do we need contact details of everybody in the village, especially for those people that seem to be perfectly well and don't need help? Surely the virus won't come to this village. Well, I'm afraid we now have 3 suspected cases of COVID-19 in this village. All those families are responsibly self-isolating. Another 4 households have coughs and colds, and all again are properly self-isolating. And we now have 3 households that have received their NHS isolation notices. These people now have to stay on their properties for 12 weeks. For all these families, well, that is those that we know about, we've got volunteers ready and willing to support them. My worry is the families that are not engaging. After much chasing today, I found 2 that have got serious problems that didn't want to bother anybody. That's not what it's about. Everyone here is here to help. I said it yesterday and I'll say it again today. No one in this village needs to face these challenges alone. The coming days will see a dramatic escalation in the cases of infections and deaths. The parish council wants to be well ahead of this, and I'll say it again, no one needs to face the challenge alone. So for everyone listening in the village, please phone your neighbours and ask them whether they're receiving this broadcast. If they aren't, then get them to ring me, text me, message me, send smoke signals into the air. I don't care what it is. The parish council needs to know where they are so that they don't face the challenge alone. So thanks for listening, folks. Above all, stay safe and keep your distance.